This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Abby, and today I'm going to walk you through an app called Tone Deaf Test. Most of the podcasts I do are games, but this is actually an app that will test your skills to see if you can hear tones going up or down, telling whether they're the same or different, telling whether one is higher than the other, etc., to tell if you're tone deaf or not. This is completely voiceover accessible, so let's see how this works. The first button on the screen says
About Tone Deafness button.
About Tone Deafness. This I'm not going to go into, but you would double tap here and it would tell you about tone deafness. Now, just a brief explanation. Tone deafness is not, oh, I can't sing on key. That's not tone deafness. Tone deafness has to do with what notes you can hear and can't hear, if you can hear pitches going up and down. We'll show you a little bit more about this in the test, and I'm going to show you how VoiceOver navigates through this test. But I'm going to continue to the right.
Take the test button.
There's the take the test button. That's where we'll go shortly. That's where it's going to start giving you the directions and give you the start button so you can start the test.
Learn to sing. Button.
That's a button that's going to give you apps that will teach you to sing on key, teach you about pitch, rhythm, and different instruments.
Sing True app button.
The Sing True app is an app that I am going to refamiliarize myself with and do a podcast on in the next couple weeks, hopefully. That is a very cool app. It does have some in-app purchases, but I am going to show you how to use it once I refamiliarize myself with this.
More apps button.
More apps button is again going to give you more apps. And the difference between this and Learn to Sing is the Learn to Sing button also gives you tips on becoming a better singer. And those are also available.
Send feedback button.
Oh, not there, but at the end of the test. That last button is send feedback. You can send feedback to the developers. I thought that that last button was singing tips, but the singing tips button I don't think comes to the end of the test. And if you do learn to sing, you're also going to get singing tips. So that send feedback button is the last button. So let's swipe back to the left to the take the test button, and we'll double tap on that to get started on this test.
More sing, take the test. Button.
Double tap.
Landscape. Home button to the right. FaceTime.
Alright. The first thing we see on this screen
105 stage C 12/12
is the back button. And it's showing me right now my scores. I just took this test. What we're going to do is I'm going to swipe to the right until I hear try again. The very first button on the screen is back, and that takes you back to the menu where we just were. I'm going to swipe to the try again button because I already took this test earlier, and we're going to try again so I can show you how to do it.
Final one, you want check, try, continue, try again button.
Try again.
Alert. Try again.
It's asking me, am I sure I want to try again and ruin my progress?
This will clear your result and reset the test so you can take it again. No. Yes.
Yes. Double tap on yes.
Death test. Back button.
Alright, again, the first thing we're going to see is the back button. That'll take us back to the menu we were just in, the main menu, with the take your test button and the sing button, sing true button. So we're not going to go back. We're going to keep swiping to the right.
Tone deaf test. Heading stage A. Heading level 2.
Okay, this test is in three stages. So this is stage A.
Click. Heading level 2 to play. Heading level 2.
That's more of a picture thing. That's a little bit visual. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to keep going right.
In this stage, you will be asked whether two notes are the same or different.
Okay, so it's giving us the instructions. So we're going to hear two notes, and we're going to have to say, do we think they are the same or different?
Example 1.
Now it's giving us some examples so we understand what we're doing here. So in example 1,
button.
We have two buttons that just say button. They're not labeled to VoiceOver, but they are the note buttons. So we're going to double tap this one, and it's going to play our first note, and then we're going to swipe right to the second one,
button.
And we're going to double tap that one. And do I think they sound the same or different? I think those two sound the same. Let's swipe right, and in this example, we will find out if we were right or not.
These two notes are the same.
Okay, I was right, they're the same.
Period. Example 2.
In example 2, we're gonna do the same thing. We'll swipe right.
Button.
There's the first button, double tap. And we'll swipe right again.
Button.
There's button number 2, double tap. Those two sound different to me. Let's see if I'm right by swiping right.
These two notes are different.
Yep.
Period. Okay. Button.
And there's the okay button. And that is going to take us into the actual test.
Okay. Different. Button.
Now we have...
Say, button.
Two buttons. And these two buttons are unlabeled, but they are your note buttons. We're going to double tap on both of them to listen to our notes. So, this first button, we're going to double tap. And it plays our first note. We're going to swipe right.
Button.
There's button number 2. Don't be concerned about the VoiceOver not saying anything but button. It's okay. So we're going to double tap this one. And those two sounded the same to me, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Same. Button.
We have two buttons that are labeled here. One is the same button, and one is different. The different button. So you're going to double tap on the one that you think you want to choose when you hear the two notes. So since I think those two notes sounded the same, I'm going to double tap here where it says same.
Same.
Now it keeps you on the same button, but it does move to the next one. So you have to swipe back to the left to hear your two notes.
Button.
So here's one. There's one, and then if we swipe right.
Button.
Okay, those two sounded different to me, so we're gonna swipe right to the different button.
Say, different button.
And we're going to double tap.
Different.
And it will take us to the next one. I will do this section, and then I will come back to you and explain the second section to you, because this first section is just the same thing over and over again. Okay, I finished that section. Now the second section is going to ask you whether one note is sweeping up or down.
In this stage, you will be asked whether a note is sweeping up or down. Example 1.
Alright, so in example 1,
button.
We have our unlabeled button again. If we double tap it, we can hear it, and I think it's going up. If we swipe right, it will tell us our answer.
This note is going up.
Yep, it was going up. Alright.
Period. Example 2.
Example 2.
Button.
Let's tap this button. That sounded like it was going down. Let's see if I was right.
This note is going down.
Yep.
Period. Okay. Button.
All right. There's the okay button. It's going to take us into our test. So we're going to double tap.
Okay. Down. Button.
Now, we have two choices here. We have the up button and the down button to answer the question. So...
Button. Quest button.
So I swiped back left to get to the button. And this is... our unlabeled button that's going to play our note for us. If we double tap. Ooh, that sounded like a definite descent. So I'm going to choose down.
Up, but down, button, down.
And again, it stays on the down button even though you've double tapped it, so be careful. And it's taking you to the next one. If you swipe left,
up, button.
You'll get to your next button if you double tap. Alright, that one definitely sounded like it was going up, so we're going to swipe to the right.
Up button.
And there's the up button. We're going to double tap.
Up.
And again, it stays the same. This is how you would do this section of the test. I will finish this and come back to explain section 3. Okay. Now, it's giving me instructions for section 3. So in this section, you're going to be asked if the second note in a pair is higher or lower than the first note in the pair.
In this stage, you will listen to notes A and B and then answer whether B is higher or lower than A.
Okay, so B, you're going to say if B is higher or lower than A, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the note is going to be the note B. It just means the second note in a group of two. So, we are going to do the examples.
Example 1. Button.
All right, so there's A. We're going to double tap on our unlabeled button here. All right, so that was an E. So if we
button.
Go to our second note. That was the B flat above it, and I think that that second note was higher. Let's see if I was right.
B is higher.
Yep.
Period. Example 2.
Example 2.
Button.
There's our first note. And here's our second note.
Button.
And I think that second note was lower that time.
B is lower.
And it was.
Period. Okay. Button.
All right, so our okay button will take us into the test. And in this section, the buttons are labeled A and B. So you will notice that when I click okay.
Okay. B is lower. Button. B is higher. Button.
Okay, so those are our choices. It does put you on the last choice option in the list, so you do have to swipe back to the left, which is a little bit annoying, but...
B, button, A, button.
Okay, so this is the first note in the pair.
A.
And then...
B.
Here's our second note in the pair.
B.
Ba-ba. So the second note sounded lower, so we're going to go to the right.
B is higher, button.
Nope.
B is lower.
B is lower. Double tap there.
B is lower.
And it keeps you on the B is lower option, so you do have to swipe back to the left until you hear A button.
B is higher. B, A, button.
We'll double tap that.
A.
And we'll double tap.
B.
B. I swipe into the right and double tap.
B.
Ba, ba. So that time B was higher.
B is higher. Button. B is higher.
Okay, so that's how you do section 3. So when I'm finished, I'll come back and I will tell you my final score and how to navigate this list. Alrighty. So we finished our third section of the test. So now it's taken me to my final score screen, on which the first option is...
Back button.
The back button. That takes us back to the previous screen where you can redo the third stage. If I swipe to the right.
Tone deaf test, heading.
I'm about to find out if I'm tone deaf or not. Fingers crossed.
Not tone deaf.
Yay! I'm not tone deaf. Yay, yay, yay. Now, it's a little image, so I don't know what happens when you double tap on this image. It says not tone deaf image. But we're going to continue to the right.
Results. Heading level 2.
Here are my results. Let's see how I did.
Stage A, 12/12.
Okay, stage A was the one where I was choosing whether two notes were the same or different. It says 12/12, which means I got 12 right out of 12, which is great. If I swipe right again.
Stage B, 12/12.
Stage B was the one where I was answering whether a note was sweeping up or down, and there were 12 of them, and I got 12 correct out of 12, so yay. To the right again.
Stage C, 12/12.
Stage C was the one where you were answering if the second note was higher or lower, and there were 12 of those, and I got 12 correct out of 12 as well. So, awesome. Swipe right again.
Not tone deaf. Image. Results. Heading level 2.
That's weird.
State final score.
Okay, final score.
100%.
Is 100%. Yay, hooray.
You are not tone deaf.
Okay, it says I am not tone deaf.
Share the news button.
That button will allow you to share the news on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you usually share things.
Try again. Button.
There's our try again button if we want to take the test again, or if you got one of them wrong and you want to try again and change your result. But we don't.
Continue button.
All right, continue button. That is going to take us to a new screen. Double tap.
What comes next? Back button.
All right, so there's our back button. Now we're on the what comes next screen. This is basically what I was telling you about before. It gives you tips and it gives you different ideas, different apps. But since we're not tone deaf, or I'm not.
What comes next? Heading, I'm not tone deaf. What now? Heading left, first off, congratulations. That's great news.
I'm just swiping right to go through the screen a little bit.
It may sound funny, but the next step is to start dreaming about becoming a musician. If you are an adult who has always believed you are tone deaf, you have probably never spent any time thinking about the musician you could be. Now that you see that the path to making music is available to you, it's important that you spend some time imagining the possibilities and getting used to the idea that music might be for you after all.
Okay, we're not going to go through the rest of the screen. This screen will vary depending on your test results. So if you get maybe a 95 I went back and took the test one time and got a 0 out of 100 on purpose so that I could see what this screen looks like. This screen does change. So in this particular instance,
learn to sing in tune image.
There are apps available that are unfortunately not voiceover accessible that teach you how to sing in tune, like I said. So that is basically what this screen is going to take you to, just like the beginning and the main menu. And if you keep going,
for many people singing in once if you click or perhaps once you the best free air training course link. Image.
It gives you app suggestions, basically is what this screen will do, and those are available also if you don't get everything right on the test. Now, even if you miss one or two or all of the answers on the test, that doesn't necessarily mean you're tone deaf, it just means you need more practice. So, that is the app that is available on the App Store. So it is a free download if you are thinking about trying it or you just want to have fun with it. I just downloaded it to have fun with it. So if you want to download it, you can go to the App Store and type in Tone Deaf Test. And that's going to take you to the app. It's available as a free download, so you can download it directly from the App Store. And some little notes, hints, tips, and tricks. During the test, the notes that you heard me demonstrate were all played pretty much on a piano. They don't all happen on a piano. Some of them you hear on a guitar, some of them you hear played on, I think it's an organ. Some of them are like you heard in the stage B exercise where we were choosing if a note went up or down. It's a siren type of sound. So they're not all going to be the same instruments. They're also going to be different lengths. In stage B, where I was choosing if a note was sweeping up or down, they start out long, so it's very obvious whether it's going up or down, and they do get shorter. So I didn't demonstrate the whole thing to keep the recording a little bit shorter and condensed. But they do get shorter to kind of make it a little bit harder for you. So if you pass this test, good job. If you don't, that doesn't necessarily mean that music is out of the question or that you're tone deaf. It just means maybe you need to practice a little bit more, or maybe voiceover was screwing up on you. That happened once for me. I clicked the wrong button, and I knew it was wrong because VoiceOver decided, hey, I'm not going to do this. So, it's not always your fault if you miss a question. So, to those of you who decide to download this app, it is a free app available in the App Store. Good luck. If you have any questions regarding this or any other podcast that I've done, feel free to leave a comment on Apple Vis or send me an email at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. No capitalizes, no spaces, no anything. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. And good luck on your tone-deaf tests. Music might still be in your future, so don't despair.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.